I'm Mark Steiner, and welcome back. We're about to have a conversation with Ilyasa Shabazz, who is the daughter of Malcolm X on this day when he would have been 85 years old. And Ilyasa, welcome. Good to have you with us once again after 7 years.
I tell you, time flies, doesn't it?
It does, doesn't it?
It really does. And what does it say? It says that we should continue for self-improvement, because before you know it, you know, all this time has passed, and if we at least achieve something, if we could give something back in that time frame, mm-hmm. then we're doing good.
I agree. And also the time makes me think of something that you know, whenever somebody of greatness dies in our midst, like your father did, who was taken away so early, we freeze that person in time as if they would never have grown from that moment. Mm-hmm. Do you know?
Yeah, I do.
And it's frustrating because people then can manipulate and use the image for anything they want to for their
right,
own
and
benefit.
I think that speaks to the chapters that were removed from the autobiography. You know, attorney Gregory Reed, he acquired the manuscript, the original manuscript, and chapters, the outline for the autobiography. And they took those chapters out and basically defined Malcolm for us. And, you know, the beauty is that with all this information on the internet, with, you know, again, study, you know, we are able to see Malcolm for who he really was, and a compassionate, young person who dedicated himself to the struggle for justice. You know, despite race, creed, gender, he dedicated all of himself.
So the last time we spoke 7 years ago, you said a couple of things that really struck me. One was you told us this description of the father you remember and his coming home and how excited you all were when he walked through the door and picking you up and eating these oatmeal cookies that your mother made. And that image of Malcolm X is something that goes missing because of all the politics sometimes.
Right. My father, you know, he was just a man in his 20s when the world learned of him, when he committed himself to social justice. And, you know, my own premise is that every child should have an opportunity to feel good about him or herself,
mm-hmm.
that despite one's socioeconomic status, race, gender, or creed, that every parent, no matter where you go in the world, it seems that every parent or guardian wants for their children a quality education, an environment conducive for growth, an environment conducive for a healthy identity formation. And so my parents were no different. And what a lot of people don't understand is that Malcolm's parents were no different, because they were the ones who prepared him to be the Malcolm X that we know. They back in the 1920s, they were members of the Garvey movement. There were at least 3 million African American followers, and my grandparents, Malcolm's mother and father, played pivotal roles in that organization. His mother was a recording secretary, so my father saw her reading, studying, organizing. She was the one who encouraged her children to read the dictionary from beginning to end. Their father was a minister. He was an advocate for Garveyism. They believed in the brotherhood of man and the fatherhood of God, preserving their history, the importance of their history. And so a lot of people think when my father went to jail that he miraculously became this Malcolm X, when the truth is that his parents prepared him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, his father was assassinated when he was gathering a petition,
right,
to take the U.S. up on charges for violating the human rights of African Americans in the 1920s.
Right.
Okay, and so my father, 33 years later, would take the baton from his father. So a lot of people don't realize that, you know, he came from a family of humanitarians, of activists for social justice. So it was very easy for him I shouldn't say it was easy for him, but he willingly gave of himself to these causes for justice, for those suffering, you know, for so many different reasons.
That's really an important thing to remember, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, because people go through all kinds of their own personal changes during life and fall to the bottom, come back up. But a lot of the foundation was when they were young and their parents. And,
right.
And this is an important point for us to remember, mm-hmm. I think, about your dad. And that, you know, I wondered what you think now about this where America is for you, with this arc between the time of Malcolm and Martin to this moment where Barack Obama is president of the United States, and clearly there's a firmament of things changing once again. And I wonder how you view that arc between your father and where we are now.
Well, I think, again, that there are a lot of people who paved the way. I mean, we can go back 400 years, 300, 200, 1,000. I think that, you know, with the works of and the persistence of our ancestors, that we're able to make great strides, but they're not great enough. You know, the work still continues. You know, there's still injustice around the world. There's still inequity around the world. And, you know, so we still have a job to do. And I think that it's a shared responsibility among each and every one of us. And, again, the reason that it's so important to prepare our children so that they can live more purpose-driven lives, and that they are accurately informed of history.
And it's in this day, one final thing, I'm just curious about your own reflections. I mean, I know that all of us who have lost somebody mm-hmm. close, a parent, and then it's their birthday, and I think about that on my dad's birthday coming up, and how what you're reflecting on, how you're feeling about this moment.
You know,
this got to be a heavy day for you.
I looked at my mother's life, and I learned that I did not want to be a victim to anything, and
mm-hmm.
my mother didn't live her life as a victim. Despite her witnessing her husband's assassination, despite all of the different man-made obstacles that she confronted, I think because she never accepted no or I can't as an answer, and she possessed self-respect, she understood history, that, you know, she persevered and she triumphed. And so I try to look at my life and be grateful for all of the experiences and all of the things, you know, that I benefit from. You know, I'm happy and proud of my parents, and I'm grateful that they instilled the values that they did, and that I, you know, and I'm just so happy and grateful for them that I really try not to become burdened by any of these things, because, you know, we can look at people all around the world who suffer in so many different ways, and then we can look at the joys of it. And I really, you know, I'm a person who looks at a glass half full than mm-hmm. half empty.
Well, you carry on your own life independently, but you carry on the legacy of both your mother and father very beautifully. And Ilyasa Shabazz, it's been just a pleasure and honor to have you on the air with us once again, and have a peaceful
day. The pleasure
day.
Is mine. And you still sound the same young chipper self.
I try. I work at it. I try.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Thank you. It's been wonderful. Have a beautiful day.
Thank you. You do the same.
Take care.